Washington could become the fourth state in the nation to outlaw race-based hair discrimination. A panel of state lawmakers heard passionate and unanimous testimony Tuesday in favor of the legislation. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
Andrea Jarman is an African-American attorney. Her hair, she says, can't be separated from who she is.
Long, short, curly, braided, twisted. I should not have to be conflicted about any aspect of my physical appearance.
Michelle Merriweather is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle.
Our hair is literally a crown that tells a story of struggle, triumph, pain, pride, and comfort.
Merriweather and Jarman were among several people, mostly black women, who came to Olympia Tuesday to testify in favor of a bill to ban hair discrimination. Lawmakers also heard from Jenna Hanchard, a former television news anchor, who read from an email she got from a viewer last year.
Your hair needs attention. It takes up most of the frame and looks ridiculous. Personally, I don't think you should be on air.
Hanchard said this is something many black women experience in the workplace.
This legislation is the systematic change required to acknowledge that hairstyles associated with my blackness are not a threat.
The legislation would define race to include traits such as hair texture and hairstyles, like afros, braids, locks, and twists. It's not just black people who face hair discrimination. Sharon Ortiz heads Washington's Human Rights Commission. She recalled efforts to assimilate Native American children by placing them in white-run boarding schools beginning in the 1860s.
They were not allowed to speak their language, and their hair was cut. Their braids were cut. This has left trauma that is still with Native people today.
If passed, the bill under consideration in Washington would allow people to bring claims under the state's Law Against Discrimination. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.